Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Forever Dog.
Hey, everybody. I'm Hal Lublin.
And I'm Mark Gagliardi from the Thrilling Adventure Hour. This episode you're about to listen to might sound a little different from some of the episodes that you've heard. Why is that, Hal?
It is because during our mandatory lockdown, our safer at home period here in Los Angeles, Ben Blacker and Ben Acker reached out to the Work Juice players and said, we want to do a live show streaming on the internet, everybody from their homes to raise money for charity. And everybody immediately wrote back and said, yes. The audio may sound a little bit odd. That's because everybody's on computers and some of them are on headphone mics. Some of them are on regular mics. We did not do this in the studio, nor did we do it together in a theater. We are all in our own home doing a show broadcasting live over the internet, but it still came out great, and we hope you enjoy.
Broadcasting live from individual homes throughout Hollywood, Los Angeles, California, America. It's the world's favorite stage production in the style of old-time radio. It's the Thrilling Adventure Hour! Kids, shine your Astro spurs and don your robot fists, because it's time for Sports Nevada, Marshall on Mars! Justice rides a rocket steed across the crimson plains of the fourth planet, where one man brings fear to robots and aliens, and hope to humans who make this frontier planet their home. He is Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars.
I'm from Earth.
With the help of his Martian companion, Quoch the Tracker.
I am from Galoot Proctor.
Mars is Mars.
Which you designate Mars.
Everybody, just Mars.
Sparks Nevada rats the outlaw wrongs on Mars.
When there's varmints need a catching and youngins need a saving, on my rocket steed I race across the stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Oh, the hyper cattle's humming and the margin savage drumming are as beautiful as comet bugs in jars. Yo, I'm from Earth, but I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. The plains of the red planet, I uphold the Lahua, and I do it with a pair of robot fists. Evil extermination I have faced, for my robot rogues, they hardly ever miss. And I reckon I'll be riding in the name of truth and justice for as long as I can count the shooting stars. For I've sworn by the burrs of my astro spurs to right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. Yes, I right the outlaw wrongs on Mars. From Earth.
Pew, 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 pew!
We're starting from the beginning, Adventure Cateers, bringing you back to the early days of Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars, giving you the gallant goods with a shiny new polish. When last we left our heroes, Quoch the Tracker was riding with the fearless Marshall due to his people's onus to Sparks Nevada. Will Quoch ever be relieved of onus? Can a human lawman and a literal spice case find intergalactic harmony? You already know the answer, but let's find out again in tonight's thrilling episode of Sparks, Nevada, Marshall on Mars.
Oh, look there, Croach. It's a little flying saucer.
I sense it with 100% of my senses, Sparks, Nevada, for it flies directly overhead.
Did you sense it invading our airspace? We can't have that. Airspace invaders. I'm going to ticket them so hard. Come on.
Sparks, Nevada, my onus dictates that I earn elimination of same by apprehending your metal enemies.
Metal enemy? Robots.
And not by assigning invasion penalties.
I reckon you can chip away at your onus by being a general help.
It will be slow.
It already feels slow, yeah. Okay, halt there, UFO, by orders of the Mars-Earth Coalition.
The vessel does not halt.
Well, this here lasso says it does. Ah, got him. Being honest, I didn't think I'd actually be able to rope me a flying saucer.
You possess impressive ropesmanship skills, Sparks Nevada.
Yeah, well, I'm from Earth.
I am from Galut Proctor.
G-what?
Which you designate Mars.
Yeah, because that's what it's called. Which you designated. Dang, little UFO is tugging and tugging, but it ain't going nowhere. UFO.
Request. Attention outside the vessel. Please release the vessel. Thank you for your cooperation. I think they did it. Try it now.
Rev. I am attempting it, compatriot. The vessel has not been released.
But do you have certainty?
I have evidence and a theory. And now, upon observation, I have certainty. Suggestion. Perhaps you should repeat your request.
Exasperated repetition. Please release the vessel. Insincerity. Thank you.
Rev. No, we are still apprehended.
New thesis. Perhaps the denizens of this ecosphere respond not to requests, but to threats.
Perhaps. Empty threat. Attention, denizens! Release the vessel or be destroyed! Try it now.
Inquiry. Did you present that emptiness of your threat?
Did I? Oh, I should not have.
Agreed, amigo.
You know we can hear everything you're saying in there, right?
Amigo, did you leave the vessel's exterior address system on?
Sure did, yeah.
Oh, no!
Yeah, all right. You there in the flying saucer, come on out.
Acquiescence!
What adorably diminutive aliens.
Yeah. Huh. Identify yourselves.
Try to comprehend the complexity of my signifier with your minuscule brain. I am Professor Genius, a tenured science being from the SK system.
Oh, that's it? That ain't complex.
And I am Adjunct Professor Genius, another science being from the SK system, part-time, unpaid. I am completing my space PhD!
Again, as names go, it ain't complex. Kind of the same as each other, too.
Would you believe that we are cousins?
Sure.
We were raised in the same household.
Okay.
Hilarious story. One time...
Oh, let me tell it, compatriot.
Okay, amigo.
One time, I referred to his mother...
His aunt?
I referred to her as mother, but she wasn't is my aunt!
Hilarious!
Laughter!
Utilizing improper designation is not humorous.
Yeah, I'm gonna need to see your permits. You see, you need permits in order to...
Science needs no permits! Now, amigo, display the inversifier!
Naha! This is the inversifier. With its application, the inversifier reversifies the relationship of outsides to insides for science.
Amigo?
Yes, compatriot?
Explication. When I requested that you display the inversifier, I did not mean for you to merely exhibit it and describe its use.
No?
No. I meant for you to utilize it to turn these Mars beings inside out.
Oh.
Mars beings, no.
Perhaps I should have said, display the properties of the inversifier, but I believed it implied.
Sorry, I ain't a Mars being.
No, he is from Earth.
You don't have to pause.
I am from Galut Proctor.
You're a Mars man through and through, which is where this pitchfork is gonna be in a minute.
Quax Nevada, my antenna detect high levels of hostility from these humans.
Well, yeah, then they're working, yeah.
Marshall, why is that Mars man using your name for?
On account of he's riding with me. Croach the Tracker, meet the Bristleschmidt family. Insanity Jane, Jindalfur, and Calisandra. They're angry, usually.
Only due to we got lots to be angry by.
Folks, what are different from us? Folks, what are the same as us? Laws with which we disagree.
Societal customs which we find bothersome.
Most kinds of wit, but for falling down or breaking wind.
Okay. These is just the iceberg's tip when it comes to our anger-making grievances.
Sure, yeah, no, sorry. Is there something y'all wanted, Jane?
Marshall, my pitchfork and I would like a pointed word or two.
Insanity, Jane, that reeked of wordplay.
Well, like everything else we listed, Hayden, we're okay with it if we do it.
Ain't hypocrisy. It's internal complexity.
Well, yeah. All right. Bristleschmidt, I see you formed up a real angry, if small in number, posse, but I'm busy dealing with some science aliens, so.
Try to comprehend our complex names if your mind can.
No. Uh-uh. No, keep talking, little alien. I need something to poke after I'm done poking the Mars man.
Sparks Nevada, if these humans do me harm, I will place you under so much onus.
They ain't gonna.
Oh, we definitely is gonna.
It definitely ain't. No, stop. All right. Do not make me run you in again, Bristleschmidt, like I did when y'all were moonshining.
Charging Reeves to look at the moon was a stroke of genius.
She pronounced my name!
And mine!
This ain't like that, Marshall. There ain't no law against running folk through with pitchforks.
There are like 5 laws against it.
Not if we don't know them.
Well, there's Mars Public Resource Code section 15013 through 15018, so.
I ain't familiar.
Well, you don't
know. You familiar, Jindalfur?
Nope. Calisandra?
What? No.
Yeah, that's not how the law works. You don't have to know about it for it to be the law.
But sisters, I'm done sharpening my pitchfork. It's fit for stabbing a king now.
Amigo.
Yes, compatriot?
Observation. The Earthman is consternated by these belligerent humans.
Agreement.
Hypothesis. Were we to assist the Earthman and end his consternation with the belligerent humans, he may overlook our lack of permits and allow us to continue our science work.
A sound hypothesis.
Offense. I do not need you to sign off on my hypothesis.
Explanation. I merely admired its viability.
Wary acceptance. Okay.
I encourage you to advance to the gathering of observable, empirical, and measurable evidence.
Excellent. Please display the use of the inversifier upon the belligerent humans.
Shall I?
Please.
Once they are inversified, I will write a paper about the effects of inversification on belligerent humans.
Such a paper will doubtless get you your doctorate.
The desired outcome of this excursion's entirety! Announcement. Belligerent humans, prepare to be adversified!
What? Talk English.
All right, hang on a second.
Amigo.
Did I commit an error?
You should have just inversified them.
What did I do?
You announced it.
Did I?
You did. You super did, yeah. Now put that thing away.
What's inversify?
It means turn you inside out.
Do not do any of that on me.
Right. You space professors got 2 choices. Leave the way you came and don't come back, or hand over that inside out and ray to me and come do some paperwork and get a fine.
It's not a ray so much as a wave projector.
I don't...
You know, they ain't Marsmen, but my pitchfork is a kind of all-purpose problem solver.
Jane, no, come on.
Amigo. I believe that this Earthman is so simple-brained that he does not even realize how much gratitude he will have when we inversify these belligerent humans.
Prepare for inversification!
Do not do it!
Amigo!
Oh, I did it again, didn't I? Yeah. I announced it!
You did. You did.
Earthman, call off your ilk.
These science beings are not my ilk. I am blue and possess no fur. They possess fur and are not blue. They are cute. while I am handsome.
What?
Friends, then.
We are not friends.
Oh.
We have little history and only the dissimilarities I listed.
Your friend sure is choosy about his friends, Marshall.
No.
Sparks Nevada and I are not friends. We are onus bound. Though we possess some similarities, we possess a far greater measure of dissimilarities.
Well, reckon sometimes it don't take sames to make friendships, but differences, Crouch. Bet that's something you'll learn in the long run.
The long run of what?
The future. You're riding with me for onus reasons, but I'm sure you and me will find some kind of respect in the future.
The future is unknowable. Why attempt to anticipate it?
No, I just...
Simply exist in it, Sparks Nevada.
Right, I'm more setting kind of a friendship goal for us.
Now, amigo, now, while they argue, without announcement, activate the adversifier.
My instinct is to announce it.
Suppress your instinct and display the properties of the adversifier.
That was kind of like an announcement.
But it was quiet and private.
Can I whisper an announcement?
I don't know. Can you?
Prepare to be inversified for science and for permits and to a tertiary extent for a lab.
Good, good. Now do it.
No!
Crouch! Crouch!
And Marshman threw himself in front of the inside outsy gun.
It is a wave projector.
He kept us from getting turned inside outsy.
That is gross. I can't believe you inside outed my friend, Crouch.
I feel both cheated of an opportunity and also aglow with the irksome need for vengeance. You want I should run these fellas through, Marshall?
Ma'ams, you remember what I've told you? You never take into your own hands.
The law.
That's right. Now, what do you think you're doing with this riled up angry posse of yours?
Taking the law into our own hands.
I'm sorry. You sort of muddled through the... What was that?
Taking the law into our hands.
That's right.
Sorry, Marshall.
Okay.
Well, why bother having hands if not to take the law into you?
This happens every posse.
Now I'm trying to think of what kind of other posse you could be instead of angry. I hear the Widow Johnson's fence wants a whitewashing. Think how quick that chore would be if a helpful posse would do it.
Yes.
Real doggone quick.
I mean, yeah.
Angry.
Yeah. All right. Now as for you two, hands up. All 12 of them, collectively. You two are under arrest for the inside outing of a fella I didn't quite see eye to eye with, nor whom did I understand too much, but he was decent. A great tracker. Sure took onus seriously. Look forward to getting to know him.
I am sound, Sparks Nevada.
Crouch?
Look forward to what?
No, I don't. I never mind. I wasn't gonna say. Why are you alive in there?
Fascinating.
Who photographing this?
Query: are these photos for your scrapbook or your treatise?
Both.
Ugh! All his inside-out skin is squirming around. Ugh!
Sparks Nevada. Slowly, my body reverts to its proper, handsome form. Ugh! Observe.
That is gross.
It is glorious.
So gross.
Beautiful. Praise nanotech.
Now what?
Functional nanotech.
Casual segue. So, as this Mars bearing is unharmed, what harm have we caused, really? Is your offer to leave still in effect?
Yeah, go on and fly away home. And never come back. Without permits.
False agreement. You have yourself a deal. but amigo.
Yes, compatriot?
I am sorry that you will not be able to write a paper on the inversification of the Mars being.
I shall write a different paper based on what we saw here today.
You shall?
A sociology paper.
Sociology is hardly a science.
Still, I will receive course credit.
I am relieved to leave the planet. It only has several days left before its destruction.
Wait, what was that?
Several days? We certainly did cut things close.
Hang on. You two, what?
Tell me more about this sociology paper, amigo.
Gladly.
Hey, come back here a sec.
Entering flying saucer. I cannot hear you.
Hey, wait. What do you think they meant about Mars being only a few days from destruction?
If you allow the destruction of Galoot Prakdaw, Sparks Nevada, you shall bear so much onus.
Well then, I guess we gotta figure it out and prevent it.
Is this the end of Sparks Nevada? Has the bold-hearted Marshall avoided destructive science only to lose the entire planet? Will Sparks Nevada remain a Marshall without Mars? Find out in the next thrilling adventure of Sparks Nevada, Marshall on Mars!
Forever Dog!
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.